this week on The Marquee, we've got teen romance and Tom Cruise. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, in Doug Liman's Edge of Tomorrow, Tom Cruise plays a doomed officer trapped in a time loop caused by an alien invasion. As his battle skills increase with each reset, he and another battle-hardened warrior played by Emily Blunt try and save humanity once and for all. If movies like Groundhog Day annoy you, this may not be the best film for you. Otherwise, it's an intriguing sci-fi adventure and Cruise's best film since the last Mission Impossible.
Based on the best-selling teen novel by John Green, The Fault in Our Stars stars Shailene Woodley and her divergent brother Ansel Elgort as a pair of teen cancer survivors who meet in a support group and begin to fall in love, despite the added challenges that they both face.
Opening at the gateway, Burt's Buzz examines the life of Burt Chavitz, the literal face and co-creator of Burt's Bees, the earth-friendly personal care company.
Directed by Gia Coppola, Francis Ford's granddaughter, and based on the short stories by James Franco, Palo Alto tells the interwoven stories of a group of high school students. It's clear that Coppola was influenced by her aunt, Sophia, because it's a chatty movie with not much action, but it's an impressive debut from a talented young director.
If you'd like to take a trip back in time, head down to the beautiful Ohio Theater for Kappa's Summer Movie Series. On Thursday and Friday, June 12th and 13th, you can see The Maltese Falcon starring Humphrey Bogart, or on Saturday and Sunday, June 14th and 15th, see Audrey Hepburn and Gregory Peck in Roman Holiday. For more upcoming films and showtimes, head to kappa.com.
For another old favorite on the big screen, attend Girls Night Out at the Studio Movie Grill on Wednesday the 11th to see Dirty Dancing. If you visit our Facebook page, you can even find out how to get in for free. Or for action and drama on a budget, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see Paul Walker's final film, Brick Mansions, the Indonesian thriller The Raid 2, or the religious drama God's Not Dead. But for my pick this week, I'll go with Edge of Tomorrow. As is often the case with time travel stories, it isn't entirely satisfying, but it's a thrilling and entertaining summer adventure nonetheless.
Agreed. Edge of Tomorrow is an easy film to recommend. It's one of Tom Cruise's best films in years. Just don't pull too hard at any of the time travel strings, because the whole thing may just unravel.
Or if this week's new releases don't have you racing to your favorite theater, you can always stay home with one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Lone Survivor. Inspired by a true story, this gritty war drama stars Mark Wahlberg as one of four Navy SEALs who are sent on a mission to find a notorious Taliban leader. But when they lose connection with their base and their cover is blown, they're forced to make some difficult decisions. Tense and often graphic, it's a gripping look at modern-day warfare.
There are unnecessary remakes, and then there's the RoboCop remake. Joel Kinnaman plays Alex Murphy, a critically injured Detroit cop whose life is saved by robotics. Faced with losing his family and his humanity, he tries to solve his own attempted murder and clean up the streets. The cast includes A-list talent like Gary Oldman, Michael Keaton, and Sam Jackson, but the recycled plot and themes fail to live up to the original in almost every way.
Edited down from the widely viewed History Channel miniseries, The Bible, Son of God tells the story of Jesus, from his birth to his death and resurrection.
This week's television releases include HBO's True Blood Season 6, TNT's Falling Skies Season 3, and one of my favorite comedies, Workaholics Season 4. If you're in a mood for a more retro release, you can check out one of this week's catalog titles, like Oliver Stone's hilariously bad Alexander the Ultimate Cut, Ravenous starring Guy Pearce, Robin Williams' Nathan Lane and Gene Hackman in The Birdcage, and Francis Ford Coppola's The Outsiders, the complete novel.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with Lone Survivor. It isn't the perfect war movie, but it's still a gripping and emotional drama.
This doesn't happen often, but once again, we're in complete agreement. Lone Survivor won't keep you guessing, but it's still a harrowing story of bravery, sacrifice, and camaraderie.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for a pair of sequels. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and moviesateyou2.com.
Until next week,
I'm just an ordinary guy with nothing to lose.